At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, the Fightful Post Show podcast is about to get underway. Just before we do, I want to let you know about our friends at the No Shave Man Cave podcast, hosted by Jason Tilson and Jared Ellis. They're two passionate wrestling enthusiasts who dive deep into the world of pro wrestling. Every week, Jason and Jared bring you in-depth analysis of current events and matches, explore the history of titles, and share their unique perspective as fans. In addition to engaging discussions, insider insights, and a whole lot of wrestling love, they also host watch-alongs with special guests, have interviews with top talent, including Thunder Rosa and Jake Hager, who have joined them just recently. There's something for everyone at No Shave Man Cave, so be sure to subscribe to them on YouTube and your favorite podcast platforms, and make sure to keep an eye out for more interviews with world-class talent. Now, check out the Fightful podcast as well, my friends. What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. It's Sean Rossap. We're here for your post Money in the Bank show. Lots of stuff happened. Slap a thumbs up, subscribe, all that good stuff. Leave a comment, drop some fruit emojis for all I care. Those blueberries are looking real good in our chat. And we've got a world famous personality joining us. The world famous Wheezy is here. The star of the new WrestleMania documentary.
Two-time appearance in the documentary.
There you go. We got Wheezy. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm having a great night.
It was a wild night. An awful lot is going on. We're going to talk about all of it. And we want to talk about it with all of you. Again, leave a thumbs up on this video. Leave a nice comment afterwards. I'm always in our YouTube comment section chatting with you guys, but Get your super chats and humper chats in. If this is your first time here, you might say, what in the hell are super chats or humper chats? Super chats allow you to get your question or statement in. We've got more backstage news on WWE, AEW, literally anywhere than anywhere else, thanks to FightfulSelect.com. We'll brag about that as the show goes on. But you can also go to humperchats.com. That's hump like a camel's hump, and maybe some other hump related activities, humperchats.com, to get your questions or statements in. Wheezy, how you feeling? A lot of emotions tonight.
A lot of emotions. Roller coaster. Major roller coaster. I feel like I have a little bit of whiplash. Some of it good, some of it bad, but for the most part, I don't know.
I got hit by a roller coaster out here and died a couple weeks ago.
That turned dark real quick. Someone got hit by a roller coaster.
Did you not hear about that? You're like somewhat local. Kings Island.
Yeah, but I don't keep up. I don't keep up with a lot of new stuff. I feel like it just.
Listen, Wheezy is not up to date with all the roller coaster news. And listen, maybe some of you guys aren't either. But you know what?
Consumed by wrestling.
I'm bringing it to you guys. And we're bringing you a bunch of exclusive news on FightfulSelect.com. You may say, why on earth would I pay $5 a month wrestling news? Well, it's not just that. We got a great Discord. We've got dozens of podcasts over there, including a companion post show that's going on right now. But I'll tell you some of the stories that we broke over there as this show goes on. We're also going to have any important notes from the post show presser and all that good stuff. We got Tony kicking us off, Wheezy, with a humper chat saying the PLE was a mixed bag. I also think the 5-match format is a double-edged sword. The PLE is more digestible, but if you have a bad or odd match or do some weird booking, it can do some heavy damage to the enjoyment of the rest of the show. How are you feeling about that, Wheezy? Because the 5-match PLE thing is a double-edged sword, I think. If you have like two big screw-ups on a show, man, that can loom pretty heavily, but how do you feel about it?
I have been a big proponent for it. Like, I really like it. I enjoy it. Like you said, I think it's more digestible, especially for someone that watches as much wrestling as I do. And we have to commit to, you know, an event. By the end of it, I don't feel like I'm absolutely like a floppy piece of salami. I feel like I still have a little bit of energy. I'm still feeling okay. Whereas something that is, you know, 10 plus matches, I'm exhausted by the end. I haven't had anything that's made me feel like one off thing or one off match throws the whole show. So maybe I just haven't, you know, had that happen to me personally at where I feel like it's an issue, but I like the format. I think it's great.
I do too. I think the 5-match format helps every show that WWE does. It allows you to put more important matches on Raw and SmackDown, mm-hmm. and it allows these 5-match shows to give more time to those individual matches to breathe. Like, I think that that's very, very important. And most importantly, it doesn't leave you feeling like a salami?
Floppy piece of salami.
Well, I mean, if you're feeling like a floppy piece of salami, you can check out Blue Chew and the code FIGHTFUL and turn yourself into a big old summer sausage. Use that code FIGHTFUL. Get your first shipment free. You might say shipment. Yeah, I said shipment. That's because you don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. You don't have to wait in line at the doctors. You don't have to go into the doctor and say, hey, doc, listen, there's some stuff's going on and all that stuff. No, you do that online from the privacy of your own home. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. Wheezy, do you know any nosy people at the pharmacy?
Nosy people at the pharmacy? No.
Yeah. Probably do. But guess what? You're not going to need.
Are they supposed to be nosy?
Listen, some of them might be. They'll look at your prescription and go, oh, like that. You don't want looks like that when you're trying to increase that performance. And it's not just performance, sure. Confidence. And BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL gives you that main event performance. Listen, if you want to go 5 matches, 5 rounds, 10 rounds, BlueChew is there to help you. You take that online quiz, and if approved, you're prescribed. It ships straight to your door. Check it out. BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Hey, now we've got two of our plugs out of the way. We can actually talk about pro wrestling, Wheezy. Bacon Rasher says, I've missed you, SRS. Always FTF. Boy, is that a throwback. And we've got
Well, there was a super chat that was directed towards how great you are. There you were. It says, so proud of Wheezy. She's the GOAT. Fantastic live show, top to bottom. Still emotional because of an invisible man.
They were really upset.
I feel like we should jump into that right out of the gate. That's the big news. That's something pretty significant that everybody wants to talk about. FightfulSelect.com broke the news that John Cena was spotted in Toronto today, but Trish Stratus comes out and we're like, oh yay, it's Trish, the hometown girl. That's cool. And then she brings out John Cena and we're like, oh cool, John Cena. He does this every year at Money in the Bank now. He's going to tease WrestleMania in Toronto and then never follow up on it. That's going to be great. And then, no, I'm the jackass. I'm the piece of trash for thinking that. Because Wheezy, he says, yeah, so I'm here to retire.
I did not see that being the reason. I try to avoid as many like spoilers and things. I get your emails and stuff and I just avoid them before I sit down for a show, but my chat will usually tell me. And so I didn't know that he was there. Shows up, I'm watching him walk out and he drops the towel down. And I just didn't think, I don't know. It's not what I was anticipating. Everyone was talking about all the other surprises that could, you know, possibly potentially be a thing. And that was not on my radar whatsoever. And the emotion that hit me, if you go back on my stream and look, I got emotional to the point that I kind of was starting to like tear up and be like, oh no, like, oh no, it's happening. Like the shirt said 2025. Like there's a timeline. There's actual events that he's planning and I'm not ready, but I got to be ready.
He laid it out. He said, I've never been on Raw on Netflix. I will be there at the first one. He said, the Royal Rumble will be my last. The Elimination Chamber will be my last. And WrestleMania will be my last as a performer. I mean, initially when he said that, I was like, okay, is it effective immediately? Because that would suck. But no, he is getting his retirement tour. Yep. We are getting the farewell. And like you, Wheezy, when I hear he's in town, and we reported it on FightfulSelect.com, I'm like, okay, is he going to factor into the main event? Because they could easily make that an 8-man tag as a result of, right, you know, Tongaloa being there. And then this happened. And I listen, it's one of those things where, you know, it's got to happen eventually. But also sometimes in wrestling, people just don't retire. It feels like.
Yeah, we know some of them. Yeah, they just keep going. Yeah. Just keep going.
Sometimes they just don't retire. And I will say this, it's going to make Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, and Mania, which are already must-watch pay-per-views, PLEs, more must-watch.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Just know with that looming over it, knowing that that's something about all three of those events, that it's his last, it's going to make them, they're going to be good. I have high
expectations. Do you think he enters the Royal Rumble?
I don't know, because part of me wants to say yes, but I can think of some matches I'd like to see him in before we get to WrestleMania. And some of those might be better than it being the actual last one.
I mean, whew. He could, man, as I'm just sitting here and the first thing that comes to my mind is John Cena enters and wins the Royal Rumble. And then he wins the title in his last match at WrestleMania and then breaks the record. Damn.
I had that thought. We talked about it on stream because I was like, well, God, the last match. Then that's what I mean. Like, do you do that at the last match? You know, do you not? Who's going to be holding it at that point? You know, what could we see? Or is he just going to, you know, do what he did last year and just, you know, put someone over in the process of coming back? Like, I don't know what to expect.
Yeah. And we're going to get some more details, I think, from the post show and things like that. But Cena says that he plans to retire at Mania 41, hopes he goes from January through December 2025, if everything goes to according to plan. I'm going to ask Luis to clarify that because that's, that could be a little bit more. If he feels like he could go beyond that, well. I think he's setting the stage. Yeah. I think what he's doing is setting the possible stage of, well, maybe I win the title and maybe I defend it throughout the year, but he's implying that he's going to finish up at the end of 2025. He was asked about Vince as well. And he said that he had been honest about this type of question, says that WWE is in good hands with TKO. But man, I could see John Cena winning the world title and breaking that record next year. I think it could be good because there are an awful lot of other stories that are set up for Mania that do not need the world title. I don't think
no. And with having The Rock around right now too, I'd like to see that go one more time.
Oh, really?
I would. Oh yeah. I don't care if other people would complain about it. I'll do it again. Let's go.
No.
Shut up, Sean. It would be
what's
good.
What's happening here? Oh no. Thrice in a lifetime? Why would you do that to me?
Because feel the mana, man. This is the best time. Oh my
God.
I'm not a boss.
Whatever y'all got in Indiana hits different. That's gross. That's going to come back to haunt you. Like, you know, people find old tweets and stuff. People are going to find this clip and they're going to be like, yeah, she wanted Cena and The Rock for a third time. Let's cancel her.
That's kind of my entire career at this point.
That's a good
fine.
Fair point.
Here's another one.
Fair point. The picture of us with Top Dollar, AJ Francis, will come back to haunt us one day.
Someday.
He'll piss off the wrong person.
Yep. Like, oh, they knew him. Like,
yeah. 2011 Cards fan says, I hope these people who don't think Samantha is a star can realize that she is tonight with singing the anthem and slaying on the mic. I think she's incredible. Do you have any thoughts on
Samantha? Are there people that think she's not?
There are so many people. It's so funny because you can tell the type. Well, first off, it's exclusively dudes. It's exclusively dudes that probably feel like they could do her job better than she could, and they can't.
Okay,
in any capacity or shape or form.
Yeah.
Vic says, do you think Cena enters the 2025 Royal Rumble and makes one last bid for his 17th title? Well, obviously that was sent before I said all that, but yes, I do. And Eddie says, John Cena said his last Mania is next year. It'll be competing until December next year in the press conference. So,
okay.
Yeah, I think that what he means by that is assuming that if all goes to plan and he, gets to wrap up his career with a long title run. Maybe he defends until then, but I already decided
I wasn't going to WrestleMania.
Vegas. Listen, Vegas is so easy to navigate though. You've been to Vegas. Yeah.
I hate Las Vegas.
Really? I did until the presser this past February. And it was so easy to get around everywhere. Mm-hmm. But I mean, listen, what do we care? Every event ever is coming to Indianapolis, so
that's what I'm waiting. That was what I was waiting for. I was like, well, they're coming to me anyway. I'm gonna drive south 2 hours in my own vehicle and stay at a friend's
house. Yep. Tony says Cena hijacked the press conference. Yeah, I guess he's just kind of calling on all questions, which he said that he would answer all those questions at
they're gonna be there forever.
Yeah. He was supposed to take one more question, and then he said he was just going to take all of them, I guess. So Eddie said, Cena said Money in the Bank is an opportunity for the title if he doesn't win Chamber or the Rumble. All right. John Cena's planning on working all year next year. It is not a retire at Mania situation. The whole year?
I got to get that hat and shirt, stat.
You know what? Have I thought that Cena has been washed lately? Yeah. But you know what? I wonder if he sees like the Sting run and he goes, you know what? I can do that. I'm 15 years younger than what Sting was.
I think Cena is a different animal where I think he's very self-aware and he's aware of his limitations. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he's been very open about the fact that he doesn't want to go past the point where he feels like he should. He has said that he doesn't want to be one of those people. And I think he's going to do the right thing.
Brandon Charles Powell brings up a really good possibility. What? Cena versus Gunther, title versus career at Mania. I can dig it. Ooh.
Oh my gosh.
There is no more like movie villain final boss in WWE than Gunther, Weezy.
Oh, I would just love to hear Gunther's trash talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I would love that. Pat Faruga says, shout out to Cena for saying Toronto right. Yeah, it's Toronto. You don't add the second T in there. Anybody that's spent any time there knows that. But
I've never left the country, so no.
You've never left the country?
No.
Really?
Really?
You would love Toronto. You would. I just said it incorrectly, but you would love Toronto. It's my favorite city on the planet that is not my hometown. But We're going to be giving you guys more John Cena news throughout the night. Send in your super chats and humper chats about John Cena as well. Bacon Rasher says, OMG, it's not 4 a.m. in the UK yet. That is a win. Hell yeah, you guys are here with us early. Look at that. Look at that. Well, we had the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. Our great partners at BetOnline AG. Make sure you guys check them out. 25 years trusted. We're going to be giving you who were the favorites in these matches ahead of. And Drew McIntyre was the favorite earlier this week. Then it slid around and Jey Uso became the favorite. So if you put a little bit of money on Drew McIntyre, you ended up making a little bit of money. And there was also an underdog bet that paid off because CM Punk was favored to get involved in this match. There was no line on him getting involved later on. So if you bet on that and you bet that he wouldn't get involved here, you probably won some money there. BetOnline AG. Nice. These entrances took forever.
Oh my God.
The entrances and intros took like 20 minutes, Wheezy.
Uh-huh.
Were you yeeting?
I did this time. Yeah, I did. He was the first one, so I was hyped. He was the first one to come down. So yeah. I'm like, yeah, let's go. Woohoo. And then it kept going. I'm like, okay.
Footage of that on Wheezy's live stream, I'm sure. I'm sure. This match, I got to be honest, it got completely overshadowed by the women later on.
It totally did. In the moment of watching.
Anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere. But I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas' boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas, point your toes west.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It was great. But yeah, they completely outdid them in the best way.
There was this cool spot where Gable is hanging from the briefcase area, and then he just falls flat and takes a face bump. And I will say, if this were a lot of other companies, you'd see the clip get posted and people go, why didn't he sell that? But he got up and ate a spear immediately. That was breathtaking. Did you have a particular favorite spot in this match?
I hate what I wrote down because I said it on stream. No, Gable was climbing the ladder, and now I didn't even write who. I think it was, I don't even remember who came and pulled. He was after he'd already pulled the straps to his singlet down, and he pulled it down to pull him. And I put crack kills because I said it on stream.
He got that new contract. He doesn't care. He's like, I'll show some ass.
I feel like this was the most physical that he's been in such a long time. Like, he's one of the most underrated on the roster at the moment. So I was glad that he actually kind of got to showcase that. It was really nice to see.
He looks great, like, physically. Man, he is in insane shape right now. He was sending everybody, like, with the chaos theories and stuff like that. Carmelo and Andrade had a really nice spot where it was like an inverted Spanish fly into a ladder that was flat. That was filthy, just filthy, just really, really good stuff there. A sunset flip powerbomb that was really good. But Drew ends up winning this. I loved how in both of the Money in the Bank matches, which we're probably going to spend a lot more time on the women's match, but I like that they played off of the two that people thought were going to win each of these, and they made that sort of the final moment in each one of them. Was there any doubt in your mind here? Because I thought Jay was going to win this.
At the beginning of the week, I had said this entire week that I thought it was going to be Drew. And then I started seeing the things between Knight and Jay, and I'm like, okay, Jay seems to make sense with everything going on. I could totally see the whole gimmick with, you know, Monique in the bank and all of that. So I was a little surprised when it did end up being Drew, and that there was no, I wasn't surprised that there was no interference, but there just had been so much talk, like an overwhelming amount of talk about it. My entire chat, the first half of my stream, was nothing but just CM Punk, AJ Lee, CM Punk, AJ Lee. And I'm just like, guys,
I don't know where the AJ Lee stuff even
come from. Where did it come from?
No, there's no much outlets. Yeah, no outlets that I have seen even speculated that. It seemed like a fantasy booking thing. But I mean, like, you never know specifically, like, what goes around on Facebook. Usually Reddit ends up, as much misinformation as there is in the comments, usually threads like that get taken down pretty quick. But man, I can't tell you the number of like faked tweets I've seen of me where people are like, this person's fired, this person's coming back. It's just, the misinformation is crazy out there. But Will Chisholm says Drew throwing the ladder at Jay's face was a goat spot. It was really good. It was. But Drew ends up winning that. Will Chisholm sends a humper chat and says, we know Cody's trying to get that Cena match. Oh, for sure. Here's an interesting note, Weezy. This provides some clarification. John Cena said he hopes to work 30 to 40 events on his retirement tour.
I'm so excited.
And he will have the unique distinction of all through this year, he'll have worked a match every single calendar year from the time he started up until now. We're talking like a 23, 24 year period. That's very impressive. Valab says, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I just said he's back.
He's just back. Well, for now, until he leaves us forever. No big deal.
He'll be around. It'll be so exciting to see him. Maybe. When he's around.
Maybe. Which, I mean, the funny thing is, well, I don't know. He's in The Bear, and that's a pretty big role. But like, now that he's wrapping up, like, he's probably not going to get a lot of the same kind of roles that he's gotten for years, which he did move into primarily comedy. Ricky Stenicki was good shit. Did you see that?
No, I've been meaning to.
Oh, it's really good. It's People really, really good.
People talk about it to me all week, and I still haven't seen it.
Oh, it's really great. It's
great. I like
great.
Zac Efron, too.
Valab says, I know it's unrelated, but I got to ask these Motor City Machine Guns. Although, you know, that'd be good for a promo. So WDB rumors that are going around now. We could have had a Yeet in the Bank, man. Now, this came from PWN, but I had heard very similar this morning. I had heard it throughout the week. If you've listened to our Q&As on FightfulSelect.com, whenever anybody says, where's Motor City Machine Guns? Why haven't they popped up in AEW yet? I said, man, I have never reported they've signed there. I can't help what anybody else reports, but that's just not information that I have ever got from AEW or anybody close to the Motor City Machine Guns. It's just not something that I have personally heard. I wouldn't doubt that they could make appearances for WWE. I just don't think that is out of the realm of possibility. How would you feel about seeing them there? I mean, definitely later than I would have liked to have seen them in WWE, but I still would love to see them nonetheless.
I think now would be this era. It feels like it would be a good time.
That's fair.
I think if it was a couple of years ago, it probably might not have gone that well. Truthfully.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. And listen, are they the type of people that I think AEW would want? Yep. I sure do.
Yeah.
But if you are them, or if you were WWE and you can get them and get them to help younger talent as well, man, that's a home run, because they are knowledge indexes as far as wrestling goes. Alex Shelley has great comedic timing as well. Paparazzi Productions is some of my favorite stuff. So yeah, I would love to see them involved. Would love to see them involved. Oh man. Intercontinental title. I don't think that I expected this one to happen. And BetOnline AG, our great partners, didn't either. These odds started out even, Weezy, and then throughout the week, Bron Breakker became a pretty solid favorite.
I was going to ask, who was the favorite?
Yeah, Bron Breakker was. And DNC Digital says whoever bet on Sammy on Bet Online got paid. There you go, my friends. Before we get into that, Bron Breakker had a new theme. Did you get to hear it while you were on stream?
I did. I liked it.
So much better.
I thought it was great. My chat was on one. I think, like I said, before we got on, I told you they were sucking the life out of me. They were so negative today. They hated everything. And they were like, this is trash. I'm like, what do you mean? This is so much better. I liked it.
I think it was a lot better. Now, there were a couple times after Bron would kill somebody that I would hear his theme and I was like, yeah, this is pretty good. Like, it's pretty funny. That I was getting into it a little bit, but it sounds like some music from like a 90s movie where somebody's driving like really fast through the desert or something. Yes, that's what it sounded like. This match was, it was fine. It didn't like blow my doors off or anything. Mm-hmm. There were a couple spots that were a little off and all that. Bron clotheslined the living dog shit out of Sami Zayn. He hit that beautiful Frankensteiner. And then Sammy is able to do Blue Thunder Bomb and then just hits him with the kick in the corner and pins him clean as a sheet. I did not expect that, Weezy.
Before we went into it, I did think that Sammy, I was very unsure. I did think that Sammy was going to retain. Only because I felt like right now the main roster audience, I don't know a good way to word that, but that they're not necessarily well acquainted with Bron Breakker yet. And that I feel like they need to kind of get a little more invested in him before they put a title on him. But with the new theme, and then as he was performing in the match, and yeah, when he pulled the Frankensteiner and then Sammy just hulks up, Blue Thunder bombs and that's done. I was like, wait a minute. What just happened? I was really thrown off by it.
Yeah. And I mean, like, Bron Breakker is so very clearly like the guy. Denise and I have talked about how like he didn't feel comfortable in media in the last couple of years. Now I see him doing interviews with like Seahawk and stuff. And he's so good. He's so natural. The promos are good. The work is good. He's got the charisma. Like, I am aching one day to see a world title match between Gunther and Bron Breakker in the future. Like, that is my shit right there. That's that shit I like is that type of match, which I'm interested to see how he reacts to this, like how his character reacts to him losing clean as a sheet. What will Adam Pearce say? Will Adam Pearce like set him off? How do you think the Bron Breakker character reacts to a straight up loss? Because like we've seen Gunther and his character be like, you know what? I almost lost that match, and good on him. Will Bron blame somebody else? Will he flip out? Like, how will that work?
See, and that's the thing. I don't feel like I've seen enough from his character to really know the last few months.
Yeah.
Because he's been so dominant and he's been just crushing people within seconds that I don't really know if that's going to like ruin his psyche or if it's just going to amp him up and make him even angrier and just be even more ruthless. I feel like that might be more of the route where he just shows back up and spears Sammy while Sammy's doing something else. I don't see him being like coming out and acknowledging that he lost. I could be wrong, but
That is a point of Raw that I'm very interested in seeing. Very interested. We got the Judgment Day backstage. I'm fascinated by this. And this entire situation went a little bit of a different direction than I anticipated because I thought we were going to see Damian Priest lose, be out of Judgment Day, and we'd see them implode at SummerSlam. Thought we'd see Rollins and Gunther at SummerSlam. Instead, we are going to see Damian Priest and Gunther at SummerSlam. KE775 is asking what Seth is doing at SummerSlam. And it seems very clear we're getting Drew and Punk. So some of you may go, well, Sean, I didn't watch the damn show. How did we get there? Great freaking question. Damian Priest is backstage. He tells everybody in Judgment Day to piss off, stay out of his business. Finn Balor isn't happy about it. We get the match. Listen, Rollins, you busting out a lion salt. We don't see that happen a lot. If you had questions about his knee, he did a big buckle bomb to Damian Priest, who is not a small man. He kicked out of the razor's edge. But then there was a spot, Weezy, that was very, it was like a, oh, well, that wasn't supposed to happen. And Seth does a Falcon Arrow, and it is very clearly a three count. So one of two things happened there. Either Damian Priest was supposed to kick out, or Drew McIntyre's music was supposed to hit early. Regardless, Priest should have kicked out, because there's no real kayfabe reason to not keep counting just because somebody's music hits.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason for that. Before we talk about what happened afterwards, how'd you feel about the match that led up to it and that specific spot that a lot of people were like, man, what the hell happened?
You know, I feel like I had a hard time paying attention. I didn't necessarily have a hard time paying attention, but I was constantly looking and waiting for something else to happen, right? Because I also thought that possibly someone from Judgment Day was going to come out, especially when, you know, Finn had that reaction to Damian, you know, the way that he did. I really was expecting something, and then there wasn't. Leading up until then, I was excited to see Seth doing as well as he was. When it came to that spot, just mass confusion. I mean, my initial reaction, I'm doing so many things at one time as I'm watching. I was like, wait a second. Because, you know, he just stopped counting. Damian didn't kick out. Seth is doing wonderfully, just pissed, you know, yelling. And then after that delay, then Drew's music hits. And it falls together like, oh.
Okay. And Parker Hines says, correct me if I'm wrong, but we all saw Seth pin Priest. Was that planned? Because it didn't look like it. If it was planned, it was very weird. And there's no way it doesn't make somebody look bad. It either makes the ref look bad for not counting, Priest look bad for not kicking out, or production not look good for not queuing up the music. But again,
were you listening to any of the pre-show? Did you hear any of the audio issues that they were having during that?
Yes, I did.
I'm wondering if maybe they're just some goofs. Just
always
some goofs
a possibility.
Tonight.
Either way, though, I think they should have had it to where Priest kicked out of that. He absolutely mm-hmm. should.
Mm-hmm.
KE775 says we now have two matches: Bayley versus Nia, Priest versus Gunther. So far at SummerSlam. Any guesses on the other matches we can see and how many matches? Well, I think that they'll have Johnny and Tommaso defend there because Johnny's from Cleveland. I think we'll see Cody and Solo. I think that we will see, I hope, Liv and Rhea, if Rhea can make it back. Otherwise, they need to build a contender now, like immediately. I think that we could see, obviously, Drew and Punk has to be there. And if not, Seth's got to have a big match as well. Or is there anything you're looking forward to happening at SummerSlam that maybe isn't announced?
I want to know what Logan Paul's doing.
He's got to be doing something there, too.
I want to know what Logan is doing. That, I was really hoping. I wasn't hoping.
L.A. Yeah. L.A. Knight. Yeah. He's gonna face L.A. Knight. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how they're going to set that up, but.
Oh, they already are. LA Knight basically told us that he peed in Logan Paul's pool during our interview with Joel Pearl. Oh, make sure it. You guys check that out here on our YouTube. But Drew's music hits, he cashes in, and it becomes a triple threat match. Now, this is one of the first like bad decisions I've seen from Drew. FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, reported that CM Punk was backstage at this show. And Yana is saying we need a Drew, Punk, Seth triple threat at some point. I always refer back to the promo segment with all three of them months before Mania. Well, let's talk about how that might happen and what else might happen, because Drew sets up this triple threat. And because it becomes a triple threat, it then becomes a no DQ match, Weezy. And then CM Punk starts doing things that would have got you fired, did get people fired 14 years ago, strangling people with wires and stuff, going full Daniel Bryan on Justin Roberts mode here.
Mm-hmm.
And then Damian Priest retains the title. Seth Rollins, who we often forget hated CM Punk, was headed towards a Mania match with CM Punk, is now livid at CM Punk for screwing up his opportunity, because now Rollins can't get a title shot as well. So Drew and Rollins they're both removed from the title program. Punk, you know, happy as hell. What'd you think about this piece of business here, Weezy?
I love CM Punk, so I liked it. I liked it. I really didn't think Damian was going to retain, though, so I'm trying to reel and figure that out. But I'm notoriously not a huge fan of triple threat matches when it comes to really big marquee matches. Like for CM Punk, Seth Rollins, and Drew to be in a triple threat, I would much rather see both of those done separately on their own. I'd rather see CM Punk versus Drew, and I'd rather see Seth versus CM Punk, because I feel like then you can focus on the feud and the issues between the two of them, and then it's typically a much better build for me to consume. But where is that going at SummerSlam? You're mentioning that it'll probably be CM Punk and Drew. Okay. Then I'm trying to figure out where that leaves Seth. I don't want it to be a triple threat. I don't either.
I think that Drew, and honestly, if they had Drew and Punk main event SummerSlam, that is a main event worthy match without a title. And we just watched a 6-man tag main event, so of course it is. But oh man, there's a lot of people asking about this. Will says, I love how Seth was trying to get at Punk after the match because he hates Seth also. Yeah, and Seth did cool it for a while because, you know, he had other stuff to tend to. Once Punk got hurt, he's like, you know what? Sucks, but I got The Rock, and I got Cody, and I got Roman to worry about. And then he had Priest to worry about. And now CM Punk just pissed him off again. And that could be rough. Bad Apple Jam Treebeard says something I completely disagree with, Weezy, and I am very excited for your take. He says, I'm sorry, but Drew is completely at fault in this story and isn't the babyface. He injured Punk, then bragged about it, talks all this crap, then gets mad at WWE for letting Punk get his revenge. Weezy, you are an unapologetic CM Punk glazer.
I don't give Drew shit because I'm Glazer. A CM Punk Glazer. I think Drew is a crybaby. And yes, he brought all of this upon himself. Drew screwed Drew. He did all of this to himself. I do not feel bad for this man. Not one bit.
Here we go. I'm going to pat myself on the back. FightfulSelect.com reported the night that Punk returned, which, by the way, Triple H, Punk, Nick Khan confirmed our timeline of events there. Drew was legitimately upset. I don't know if him storming out was a work or not, but he was legitimately upset. Not that Punk was back, even though they didn't get along prior, but that things weren't conveyed to him in a more truthful manner. He felt like they were working him as his contract wound down, and he was like, I don't like that shit. However, he's smart enough to make a lot of money off of it, and he did. Because he got the hottest he's ever been in his career at the most important time to get hot, Weezy, which was his contract, which we have confirmed to be a multi-year deal. However, he's not happy that CM Punk gets to walk right back in there and get a new deal when he was waiting to get his done. And then CM Punk gets to stroll back in and gets, you know, all this love and adulation when Drew McIntyre's been working so hard. And, oh, look at this. He gets this opportunity and that opportunity. And then he keeps costing Drew things. So, yeah, he's happy about it. He's happy that CM Punk got injured. And look where we are now, Weezy. Punk Glazer Weezy. World famous Weezy. How many CM Punk returns have we had? I've reported on at least like 7 of them in the last 3 years.
7.
2021, he came back. Then 2022, he hurt his foot and he came back. Then he got into a fight in 2023, he came back. And then guess what? He left a company in 2023, he came back again. And now he's coming back like 4 times. And what are we doing here? How many times?
Not enough.
And Drew is like, to hell with it. I'm sick of this, man. I'm sick of Mr. Glass here.
Okay. I don't really know what you want me to say here. All I'm saying...
Tape for your boy!
Look. He's gonna take no shit. I don't know.
Look at that. Look at that. Inexcusable. She can't even think of anything. Bad Apple Jam Treebeard says, Punk costing Drew in the match helped up make for the bad choice of Drew winning Money in the Bank. Sort of, but I'll tell you what I don't usually like. The fact that they can't use that as a tool throughout the year. However, Damian did have that for like almost all year. So they did have that to play off of.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. I'm just hopeful that Tiffany Stratton holds hers for longer than like a week or two, because they never book women to actually hold those briefcases for very long.
I agree. Do something cool with it.
I want to see them do that. Vic says, not sure why Punk would wait for the title match and not interfere in the ladder match. It's no DQ anyway. Didn't have to burn the briefcase. Well, because CM Punk is a petty little bitch. He wanted Drew to have something so he could take it away. I'm not saying him being a petty little bitch is a bad thing, Weezy. I think for the sake of this story, it's great. But it's clear that he's petty. That's how he's always been within his character.
I'm petty too. It's fine.
Okay. I'll remember that. Will says Cena should start taking the good stuff. Have him in that 2013 shape. Well, listen, compared to what a lot of wrestlers look like now, wrestlers are by and large leaner than they were 11 years ago. He's going to look like that compared to some of these guys anyway. Brandon Charles Powell making you look like a big goofball, saying, didn't The Rock get hurt the last two times he wrestled Cena? Might be best to stay away from that one, Weezy. Look at her. She's just stonewalled. Stonewalled. That one wasn't directed at you. I did that one. I added your name to make that more interesting. But Mike says, any update on Lashley, please? We don't know the injury, how it happened, how long he'll be out. Did he have surgery? Haven't heard a word anywhere. He has been sidelined. I have not been able to get an update on the injury. They've been very, very quiet there. But you know what? I'll dig into that. I do have some long-awaited injury updates coming to Fightful Select this week. Volov says, do they sell glizzies at Chick-fil-A? Very, very clever. Very clever. Oh, okay. Here's some AJ Lee news. CM Punk, while eating a donut, said that they would need to ask AJ Lee's wife about a possible, or AJ Lee about a possible return, and said he did not want to bring false hope about a return. It's all on her. So I don't know where people were getting this, Wheezy, but I saw it too.
It was everywhere. And I was like, no. And then they were like, ugh. Also, did you hear anything about Charlotte Flair? Because that all of a sudden flooded in like before the women's Money in the
this
Bank.
This woman tore three ligaments in her knee and people are acting. Here's what gets on my nerves. People act like when you tear an ACL that the person's going to be in a wheelchair for 8 months. It's not how it works. You get the surgery, you're sidelined for a little bit, you start strengthening the knee. And then like after a month or two, it's all about strengthening the knee. So like people will have videos of people with a torn ACL doing like band work and they're like, oh my God, I had a schedule. No.
As if the kneecap was shattered. Yeah. Yeah.
When Sonya came back, people were like, look at her ahead of schedule. How much wrestling she done? How much? Stop putting unrealistic expectations on these human beings.
You make me feel so much better.
It takes a year to come back from that.
Oh, I was so mad at them.
Oh, man.
I'm such a grump.
Man. Brandon Charles Powell says, Punk is trying to win the Hater of the Year award. We did confirm that starting next year, there will be a Fightful Hater of the Year award in our Fightful Awards. And we're thinking about calling it the Big Boss Man Hater of the Year award for all the great hating that he did in his day. T-Mac says, acknowledge the Tribal Blonde. That's
T-Mac. I know me. T-Mac. Thank you.
You just can't tell that I'm blonde. It's clearly about me.
I'm pretty sure I brought up the last time I was on that you need to do some kind of bet where you bleach your hair. Come on. You love that clout. Do it.
I love that clout. I do love that clout. Yeah. But listen, nobody lets me have fun. Like everybody just.
Oh my God. Sean's wrestling a match. Let's whine about it on the internet.
You know, can't do anything.
Bleach your hair in the match. Sit in the middle of the ring. Bleach it.
During the match, yeah. That would be great. Everybody's just gonna smell.
Yeah, you wash it out with water bottles. It'll be fine.
Oh, I'll feel the burn of it on my scalp.
Probably.
I just know it. Drew elbowed the F out of Adam Pearce at the scrum and demanded Punk to confront him, but Wade Barrett helped calm the tempers. Now Punk is in the scrum. He says he's proud of Cena retiring on his own terms. When asked about their match for Money in the Bank, he saw it as Batman versus Superman. That's a really good comparison. And he said he felt nostalgic about Cena because he always used to go over in time for his segments. So similar to how he went over on his segments in the scrum. And when he's asked about Seth's comment after the match, Punk said no comment.
I do like that at the end of the match, Punk was sitting on the announce desk and Cole goes, "What the hell are you doing?" Punk just goes, "My job." He's like, "Hey."
We saw a vignette with Metro Boomin and Cody Rhodes. They are sitting in a car outside of an arena in Atlanta, Cody's hometown. And Metro says, "Hey, are we really going to stay here till October?" And Cody says, "Yeah, it's a classic stakeout." And Metro asks, "Don't you have a tour bus?" And Cody says, "Don't you have a tour bus?" Oh, this is pretty good stuff. I like this. I'm glad they're going back to Atlanta. We reported on FightfulSelect.com. We're going to see more localized in the United States PLEs in the fall, sort of like we saw last year. You go into Atlanta, Weezy? You gonna make a trip to Bad Blood?
Probably not. I don't totally know, but probably not. I'm not sure. There's a lot of things I don't know. But I've never been to Atlanta. I didn't know who that guy was that was with Cody.
Metro Boomin?
No, I had no idea who that is. I apparently live under a rock.
You ever watch the new Spider-Man movies?
Yes.
Okay, he did the song with A$AP Rocky. He just had a number one hit with Kendrick Lamar and Future, I believe it is. You'd know it if you heard it. Will Chisholm says the Metro and Cody Bad Blood teaser looks like they were hot boxing in the car.
Oh no.
Oh, here's the big question. What do you think about them dropping one of the D's from Bad Blood? It used to be Bad Blood with two D's. Now it's just one.
I guess I didn't even realize that there was two D's.
Completely ruins it. Completely.
It ruins it. That ruins it for you, huh?
It's in the mud with two D's.
It's ruined. Sean's not going.
Kim Gray sends a humper chat and says, "In my feelings about Cena's retirement, when I fell back in love with wrestling, I gravitated to Cena. So proud he's done well in Hollywood and doesn't have to wrestle. Seen him several times. Son Bo got to see him wrestle in 2019. I will miss him." Listen, I was the same way. I've never been like a big Cena fan. Like, just never was, but he was my grandma's favorite, and we lost her a few months ago. So a little bit sentimental for me. I'm going to enjoy that run for this reason. But were you ever a Cena girl? Like, were you a big Cena person, or was it not your thing?
I got into Cena later. So if you don't know, I wasn't watching. I took a break 2007 to about 2015, 2016. So I missed a lot of Cena.
You missed a lot of stuff that you needed to miss.
I missed so much stuff. But yeah,
you missed a lot that I needed to miss. You missed a lot of really bad stuff.
It's what people tell me. But when I've gone back and looked, like, things that I do really like are a lot of Cena segments. Yeah. So I love John Cena.
Hawk says the blonde line is alive and well.
I keep hitting my microphone. I can't wait to get this office together.
You are acknowledged as the tribal chief.
I'm the tribal blonde.
You are the tribal blonde.
Mm-hmm.
You
can join too if you bleach your hair.
I'm not going to do that. My wife already sent me a text and said, "Don't bleach your hair." Like, legitimately from downstairs sent me that. But what we're going to do is acknowledge Nord. There's no sponsor that I use more while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. Man, this is like the Swiss Army knife, the multi-tool of applications. It does a little bit of everything. You always get a great deal at NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can listen to your favorites abroad. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on public Wi-Fi, and it works on all your devices and operating systems. It doesn't end there. Change your virtual location and then get pay-per-views at a much more affordable price, TV services at a much more affordable price. You got a password manager, a file encryption tool, threat protections, and on top of that, 24/7 tech support. So if for some reason you don't know exactly how it works, NordVPN.com/Fightful will help you learn how to do it. Check it out, NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Bad Apple Jam says, shame they took the double D's out of Bad Blood. Very clever. You're very clever, guy. And he says, as a Canadian, no more WWE PLEs in the States. Their crowds are no near as good as international crowds. Listen, listen, punk. Listen, you jerk. Yeah, I said it. You jerk. It's Atlanta. It's Cody's hometown. They're going to be loud as hell. I guarantee
they'll
you.
Be invested. Be loud as hell. They'll be invested. Okay.
Now, I can't speak to Cleveland. Cleveland sucks in so many different ways. It's just like, I've been here all night. They're so terrible in every capacity. The people, the sports teams, everything about Cleveland.
Oh, never mind. You're biased.
Listen, I found out that my grandmother and mom lived in Cleveland for a couple of years, and I felt like I just found out I was a villain. Like, it was my villain.
How could you guys do this to me?
I was like, no, I was turning into Magneto, like in front of my eyes. I was like, I can't believe it. Oh boy. Here's one. I can't wait for this to get clipped. Christopher Brian Hayes says, Wheezy, if you could fix or clear up one thing about the IWC, what would it be?
If I could fix or clear something up?
Yeah. But
like in defense of it?
She was telling me off air she wished everybody was neutered and spayed.
I did not tell you that, but it's not a bad idea.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one. Some of they should not procreate whatsoever.
Thanks for the super chat. We greatly appreciate it. Well,
I'm in my villain era. I'm sorry.
Had an insane ladder match. So yeah. I will levy the only complaint that I could possibly levy, because then I just want to heap praise on this. The unprettier on the ladder, it's impossible to do that move IRL anyway. So when I saw Chelsea going for it, I was like, come on, Chelsea, you know better. That ain't going to work. But listen, I don't care about that. That's my one minor complaint. There is no Chelsea slander permitted. And we have the world's number one Chelsea Green cosplayer here on the air with us, Wheezy. Listen, I just adore Chelsea Green as a person, as a performer. I know that you do as well. Let's just appreciate her a little bit.
The arc from the very beginning to the very end of her standing in the middle of the ring, and everyone's like, my chat again pissed me off the entire night, but she's standing there like, you know, oh my God, you know, jumping up, you know, being silly, thinking, oh, I'm not going to get up there. And
jumps a lot better than I thought she could too. She's got some hops.
She's got some hops, got some ups. You know, and then from that going to, oh, she'll go up a little more. Oh, she gets more and more brave as the match goes on till we get to, you know, the very end and what happens. Like, and then I was so excited that people get to see that what she can do, because I know a lot of people like her, but I don't know that a lot of people actually know like what she's capable of and what she can do, because a lot of people haven't seen it. Like, she is a fabulous wrestler, and I don't think that she's gotten to showcase that too much in WWE quite yet. So I'm hoping that this is like the turning of a page where she will get to do more of that, and that she'll just kind of just take off running.
We are just a couple years removed for when Chelsea was doing a lot of her interviews. She did her first one after WWE, she did with me, and she talked about a lot of the pitches that she made, and people were like burying her for making all these pitches, because what happened was she went into one meeting with Vince and she threw like 25 things at him, and she said, you got to like at least one of these. And that's what you had to do at that point. All Chelsea Green has ever needed was a chance. She should have been hired after Tough Enough. She probably should have been hired after they had her doing that dumbass Megan Miller stuff. Were you watching when that happened?
I don't believe I was.
They had her playing an extra involved in this like Daniel Bryan, Stephanie Bella storyline. It was so ridiculous. Yeah, I know. But she was really good as Reclusa in Lucha Underground. She was phenomenal as Laurel Van Ness and should have been hired way sooner than she was. All she needed was a chance. Then they hired her,
and they parked her and Deonna for a year in NXT and didn't do anything with them.
Yep.
Brought her up, let her go. She killed it on the indies. She did. She's good everywhere she's been. All she needed was a chance. We also posted on the Fightful account that phenomenal table spot that happened a couple of years ago with her and Deonna, which was just unbelievable. She had another great one tonight. Like, she had the rap of being injury prone. People were like, oh, she's made of glass, all this. You cannot say that anymore. She has not been hurt since the time she injured her wrist in WWE. She has been killing it. Samuel says, the match was amazing. It wasn't sloppy, despite what chat thinks. Chelsea is a trooper. I love that match. I thought,
yeah, my chat was really, really critical of it. I forget which part necessarily happened. It was something that Zoe did. And then the word botch kept getting thrown around. And then all of a sudden they were saying, this is sloppy. This is the, and it just was just, it was a dumpster fire the whole time. I had to stop reading it.
I'm going to let people in on a little secret. Sometimes fights are sloppy.
That's what I said. I was like, this is a ladder match. What do you want to happen? A clean, polished ladder match? What world do you live in?
So what they were talking about was Zoe doing her spot where she clips the ropes, and she missed a little bit, but she still landed. Okay. The Tiffany Alabama slam was, that was filthy. But like, I really enjoyed this. I thought that this was really, really great. Kim Gray says, I was worried about Io and Zoe after that ladder spot. That was a disgusting move on the ladder, Wheezy. I was just like, I couldn't believe it.
Oh my God. I would expect nothing less from me. I was saying that as they were in the midst of it. I'm like, this EO, it's going to happen. Oh God.
Yeah. To me, the only spot where I went, was the unprettier. And yeah, like, it's a running joke in my house that I try to do like a shoot unprettier, and it's impossible to do. It is not a realistic move. So it's very hard to set up in general, but especially on a ladder. So I think that was just very, very ambitious. I thought Naomi's DDT, where she had the splits going, was good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was incredible. I like Tiffany's walk up the ladder and the swanton to the outside. Mm. Mr. Wax says it was the match of the night by far. I got to agree. Mr. Acosta says best women's Money in the Bank match ever. Top three men's. I disagree with the men's, but I think it could be the best women's. The finish last year was really incredible with the handcuffs, but I loved Wheezy, how they played off the fact that most of the people that were watching this kind of figured it'd be Chelsea or Tiffany. They figured it'd be Tiffany. A lot of people hoped it'd be Chelsea. How'd you feel about that? Because they did that in the first match as well, because people thought it'd be Drew or Jay.
I think it made sense, because I even shared the same sentiment. I wanted it to be Chelsea. I predicted it was probably going to be Tiffany. I like the way that they did it. I like that it went back to the tables that they literally set up together. I thought it was great. I loved it.
Thought that was really good. Tiffany was the Bet Online AG favorite. You can bet on wrestling over at Bet Online AG. Make sure to check them out. They also had Damian Priest favored to win his match as well. So a couple underdogs won, but then the favorites won out on the rest of this. But check it out, guys. Lots of great stuff to bet on over there at BetOnline AG. And they got a great rewards program. Apple Jam says, Chelsea was fantastic in this match. People questioned, why have a comedy character like her in this match? She proved exactly why she was in it. The women's division had never really had their Santino before Chelsea rolled up. And listen, I wasn't like a big fan of Santino or anything, but we have seen a lot of great comedy characters like R-Truth and people like that. The women's division never truly had their comedy character until her. Now they've got, like, I thought Wendy Chu could have filled a good role before she switched to her new gimmick. Ariana Grace is going to be really good and stuff like that. We're finally getting to see that.
Or when they did, I think it had a lot to do, again, with just a few years ago, it being the people that were in charge, because we had the Iconics.
Yeah.
And, like, you know,
Kevin Dunn didn't.
Incredible. Here's a
FightfulSelect.com story. And it's so funny because I got Jess, the former Billy Kay's reaction on it. Kevin Dunn didn't think Billy Kay was funny. What?
What? You gotta be joking me. What?
She was incredible. Oh. She was incredible. Have you heard my pitch for a return of one of the Iconics?
Mm-mm.
I want Ava to be backstage and looking for an assistant. And she goes through a pile of resumes and she finds one. She was like, you know what? This looks like a good one. And it's Billy Kay as Ava's assistant GM.
Honestly, though, I do really, I love them. I love them so much. So
she can stay in Florida, chill, do her thing. And I would love it. And I mean, obviously, look, her tag team partner's husband is coaching there now. Yeah. I think the Iconics, when you know, able to return in the ring, I think they'd be really fun in NXT. I would really love to see them back.
Now would be a good time to have them. I always wanted better for them. I think they deserve much better.
I agree. Will Chisholm says, EO said, I'm about to work Marigold, so I better take this crazy spot. Corey Brennan had on our Fightful Select Scoops thread that Marigold did not seem concerned or anything like that with this. But our bad robot sends in a humper chat and says, my buddy fantasy booked the women fighting over the briefcase. It unclips, falls into Chelsea's hands on the ground. She deserves all the flowers. That would be good eventually. I would love to see that happen. Any good things happening to Chelsea Green, I'm here for.
Me too.
Samantha says, Money in the Bank was good. Some misses, but good. The men's Money in the Bank was good. Sammy Breaker was okay. The rivalry between Seth and Drew and Punk is going to feed families. I agree. Women Money in the Bank was a chef's kiss. That spot between Chelsea and EO, OMG. The main event was good. Samantha, I agree on virtually everything that you said there. I think that was spot on. I'm with you. And Apple Jam Treebeard says, how do you not find Billy Kay funny? Her rumble spot trying to hand everyone a resume before getting killed was great. She was so funny. So
funny. Them on Up, Up, Down, Down. Like she's just naturally funny.
She's brilliant. She's really, really good. We've got Bad Robot also saying, hello, WWE personality Wheezy and cheese recipient SRS. Lyra is the future. She's so good. Her versus EO forever. I'm okay with Sammy keeping the belt. It means more great PLE matches. Well, yeah, I mean, but he could have great TV matches as well. He's a great TV wrestler. Wheezy, what's it like with all this newfound fame?
Overwhelming. It's fine.
I saw your tweet and you were like, I can't watch right now. Hate that I'm missing it. And then I was like, oh, you're no.
I was at work, dude. I was at work. I was about to leave. I was getting ready. My husband was out at dinner and he was like, hey, come meet us. I'm like, perfect. It's like the night before 4th of July. I'm going to have a couple of drinks, have some pizza. And I'm on my way and my phone just starts blowing up of like, you're in the dock. You're in the dock. Oh my God. You're in the dock. Yeah. And I'm in a couple of group chats with like people in media and they're like, you're in the dock. I'm like, well, what is going on? So then I get to the restaurant and I'm showing all my friends like, look, I'm in this dock. And it was, you know, you get all kinds of questions. And I feel like, you know, everyone expects you to react to things the way that they would react to things. And I am probably not as excitable, I think, as a lot of other people would be. I think a lot of things that happen, I don't even really like post about. And so people think I don't know, like the amount of messages I got today that were like, did you see you were in the dock? I'm like, how would I not? I live under a rock, but not that big of a rock.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, I saw that and I was like, yeah, your notifications are going to be completely normal.
Oh, well, luckily I have them turned off. I don't get notifications for that reason. But opening, you know, Twitter, it's like, oh, there's a lot of stuff there. Okay.
Oh,
and then my favorite things too, is then you get like the real negative Nancy's that are like, WWE shill. And I'm like, I wish.
I can say that personally, I have never encountered a negative experience on social media or related to wrestling. I've never given.
Yeah, it's so rare.
Never had to give any of them attention, much less giving them too much attention. So I can't relate. Sorry. Tiffany Stratton is backstage and she slides in on Trish Stratus.
Oh, God.
And I this seemed like a little passing of the torch situation. It was two women who have some parallels, like from they didn't come from a wrestling background. They were kind of thrown into it and both became very successful. and Trish hit her with the Toodles line. Then Tiff fired back, hit her with the Toodles line. I thought this was a fun little thing. What'd you think about it?
I liked it. I like how when Trish was responding to her, she tapped on her ring. Like, instead of Tippy time, she tapped on her ring. No, I like it. I love Trish. She's a great. Good parallel. It is kind of a passing of the torch. Thank you, Trish.
How is that woman 49 years old?
Dude, I could only hope.
Good God. I did media with her. Gosh, I can't believe it's been 5 years now. 5 years ago in Toronto when she did the Charlotte match. And she was just so wonderful. Just so great. Actually, I appeared in her documentary when we filmed for that. Yeah. And she could not have been more wonderful. She was only supposed to be there for an allotted amount of time. And she was like, nah, this is probably going to be my last one. So I'm going to stay here for all these. She was just incredible. Apple Jam said, Wheezy, did you hear you're in the documentary?
What documentary?
And Ryan says, hey, Sean, Viper reporting Motor City Machine Gun and WWE are in talks and that women's mid-card titles are in the works. Can you confirm either? I have heard of the possibility of talks between Motor City Machine Guns and WWE. As of this moment, outside of a conversation with Viper, I have not heard anything about women's mid-card titles. That doesn't mean they're not coming, but like in speaking with him is the only way that I've heard about that. But a lot of respect for Viper. He's a good dude. I would like to extend my condolences to the family of Jason Ayers, the referee in the main event, who got the absolute dog shit kicked out of him. He's somewhat local to you, Wheezy, or was. He moved, he's in Indiana, but that's before they just killed him.
I love Jason. He's so cool to me. I've met him a couple times.
Leave the memories alone, because you ain't going to ever see him again.
We have a running joke in my stream where we actually, whenever he's reffing a match, we chant his name. Whereas like, Jason.
I'm pretty sure he just had a broken leg or arm or something.
He did. He had a broken leg.
They wasted no time.
He died is my favorite thing.
Let's see if we can break that shit again. Let's do that.
My favorite thing. I've never seen him take a
man's trying to get that PTO. Jason Ayer saw that the referee assignment and he said, bet I'm gonna spend a few more months at home. Let's go. He's like, sending me to Canada. Doubt it. BL says, first time seeing Jacob Fatu wrestle, impressive. Well, NightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business. We had news in recent months on why the hell it took so long for Jacob Fatu to show up. Now, we had news that he was signed, he left MLW, all that, and a lot of people are like, what gives? Well, I'll tell you what gives. He's spoken about this. I'm not putting his business out there. When he was 18 years old, he caught a pretty serious charge. And he's spoken about this, about how when he was in prison, he saw his cousins, the Usos, on TV, on Raw. And he's like, I need to change my life. And this is what I can do. And I know I can do that. Every damn person in my family can do this as well. So I can do it as well. He had never wrestled or worked outside of the United States. That is not a coincidence when you are somebody at the level of Jacob Fatu. New Japan would have wanted him. Any number of companies in Mexico and Europe and Canada would have wanted him. And that's why they had PLEs in Saudi Arabia and France and Scotland. And, you know, not as easy to get him over there. They made it a part of the story. Wheezy. They brought up how, you know, there's a lot of jokes about Jimmy and Jay getting into Canada, but legitimately WWE had to pull strings to get Jacob Fatu into Canada because he's a dangerous man. I think that's a smart thing for them to do. It's already out there. You're addressing the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
And they did it. They got his ass there and he worked a main match in his debut.
I don't know, because people were asking me, and I'm not the scoop person, so I don't know, but people were asking me, like, how did he get there? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Go subscribe to Fightful Select.
They should give us lots of money, or don't give us lots of money. Just give us $5 a month or $54 a year. Samuel says, we love Jason Ayers in the blonde line. He's the best ref. So, hey, hold on. Is he blonde? Is he in the blonde line?
Who?
Jason Ayers.
He better be.
Do you have to be blonde to be in the blonde line?
No, you just have to acknowledge the tribal blonde.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
That's it. Okay. You don't have to be blonde. No.
Red Devil Gamer says, in my opinion, that main event was rough. The bloodline isn't on par wrestling wise with the OG. The section where they were in control was plotting, to say the least. Well, I don't think it was plotting on Jacob Fatu's part. He hit that great spinning jump on to Cody. Hit the Impaler DDT. Hey, I'm partial to that. I hit Shaza with Impaler DDTs all the time. But I think that his spot was really good. Some of the other stuff with the new bloodline, it's going to be a little bit slower. KO got a Samoa spike to the ass. That was a thing, right in the asshole.
Yeah, he did.
And then low blow. Peter. I mean, listen. Tongaloa, was that intentional? What kind of stuff are you into?
It's fine.
Table break. We had ref bumps. They teased a package pile driver. Did you think it was going to happen when he teased it?
Hold on. Wait, what? Repeat that. I'm stuck on last thing.
Kevin Owens teased a package pile driver, which is his old finisher before WWE, where basically you pick him up, you hold him by the thighs, you drive him skull first into the goddamn ground, which we have never seen in WWE. He's told me he's waiting for the right time to do it. I bought it. I thought it was going to happen, but no, he got Samoa spiked in the ass.
Probably coming then, but it's like, okay, then against who? Will it be a member of the bloodline? Which one? Will it be a Jacob Fatu, perhaps? I feel like that might be.
Yeah, I could see Jacob Fatu. Jacob Fatu's taking crazier stuff than that. Bloodline were major favorites today. There was a betting line on Roman Reigns being at this show, but it became abundantly clear to me at the start of this show that Roman wouldn't be here because they said when Jey Uso was coming out that it was actually Sika's, the funeral was today, the memorial was today. So, and Jey wanted to be there, but he also knew that Sika would want him to be at the event. So obviously Roman Reigns is not going to fly to Toronto. He's going to spend time with his family, obviously, but Tongaloa gets involved here. The bloodline win. You know, I think they're setting up Solo and Cody for SummerSlam, clearly.
I think so too. I think it's funny that on Friday, Solo drops, you know, his Soprano-esque video package of him talking crap on Roman and how, you know, oh, well, Roman lost the titles to Cody and blah, 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 blah. You know, he's not the tribal chief. Now I'm the real tribal chief. And it's like, bro, like, you didn't win like that much prior to Roman leaving. And the funniest parallel to me is that in order for Roman to be the tribal chief and win and be on top for as long as he was, he needed the tribal members to do all of his work for him. And I know that this was like a 6-man tag, but Solo would not have gotten that win had it not been for the other three that were there, you know, helping him do it. He was the one that, you know, pinned Cody. So he's the same thing. He's not any better. He's got other people doing his bidding.
I agree. Kevin KE775 says, do you think Rock will be revealed as behind the new bloodline before the end of the year? Do you think it's Rock versus Cody or Rock versus Roman at Mania? I think it's Rock versus Roman. And, you know, if Hikaleo rolls up, you could see a third splintered version of the bloodline. There's a lot of options there, but Rock Roman is the move.
Who is Hikaleo? Where does he fit in again? Which there's so many of them. He's related.
He is Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa's brother. Haku's son. Haku wasn't directly related to the bloodline, but The Rock often called him Uncle Haku, and he teamed with Jacob Fatu's father for years in the 80s as the Islanders. So lots of connections there. DNC Digital says, I feel if Solo's the tribal chief, it should have been his soldiers doing his dirty work. I don't watch New Japan. Is there something about Loa in the ring? Not exactly a person that a lot of people were looking forward to seeing in the ring there. I'll say that. Apple Jam Treebeard says, what do you think a green shirt guy's new gimmick is? White shirt guy. They tried to do a whiteout. We do them at Bengals games a couple times a year. Well, Wheezy, I feel like if you're going to do a whiteout, maybe mention it on TV before everybody's in the city. Because, yes, like,
they did
nobody
it the day
got the
before.
Memo. Yes.
What? But good on green shirt guy. Stick it. Listen to someone follows directions. He still did it.
Yes.
Changed his entire gimmick.
Yes. We've got a lot of notes from the presser as well. Paul Levesque is asked by Brandon Thurston about the Janelle Grant lawsuit, and he says he can't answer legal questions. And also, he said that he was in the main event of one of the old 7-hour pay-per-views, and he clarified he was not talking about other companies' pay-per-views to prevent out-of-context nonsense and the like. He talks about Cena's retirement, Shawn Michaels at NXT, and the like. Guys, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. We are about wrapped up, but Will says people can say what they want, but Solo has crazy heat with the fans with the FU Solo chants. Yeah. He does. Roman. I mean, I've seen plenty of better shows than tonight, but I had fun watching the show. I enjoyed it. Good stuff. 5 matches, about 3-ish hours. Not too bad. Wheezy, in all, how you feeling?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I like tonight. It makes it, I think it's always a good tell if I'm excited to see what happens Monday and Friday. And I am very interested to see what happens Monday. Hide all of the microphones from Drew McIntyre because we are in for it.
I can't wait. Wheezy, tell the people where they can find you, where they can support you, where they can follow you. You do really great stuff. You're very, very talented. Somebody that obviously we've been keen on having on Fightful an awful lot lately.
Thanks. I appreciate it. You can find me on YouTube and Twitch every Monday and Friday and all major PLEs and Wheezy Blonde. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at It's Wheezy Blonde. Just an ITS at the beginning of Wheezy Blonde.
Guys, please check out our wonderful sponsors, No Shave Man Cave, BetOnline AG, Blue Chew, and Nord. They make this show possible. And check out FightfulSelect.com. I got a whole bunch of contract news coming this week. And, of course, we're going to have NXT Heatwave stuff. Right now, Alex and Kate are still live behind the paywall. I'll probably go over there, sneak in on them. But until next time, guys, we're out.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskNewPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.